changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Today I want to talk a little bit about what I call a little is better than a lot. I've noticed this propensity in myself and other people that when we are wanting to make gains in something, we often do a whole heck of a lot, which tells our ego minds that we've done enough and we don't really need to do a whole lot more. In other words, it's actually worse for us. The example that I gave in the description is that when I was a little boy, I wanted to learn to play the drums, and I was in second grade, something like that. But my mother insisted that myself and my brothers all learn to play piano first. She said that because if you learn to play piano, you will learn all the chords, etc. You'll learn the scales. And so you'll be able to play any instrument. Now, the truth is most drummers don't read music. So I don't really know why she felt that was important for me, but that was just a decision she had made. So I'm stuck taking piano lessons as a little boy, just up and down and up and down. And I hated it. I absolutely hated it. And I remember, now, like I said, I was maybe second grade. I decided that I was not going to go through all this daily nonsense of practice. I thought that was just crazy and I didn't want to do it anyway. So what I decided to do is instead, I remember one day I decided to practice all at once. In other words, if I was supposed to practice 20 minutes a day for 5 days, I decided I was going to practice for hours. And I did. And that way I would go in and show Mrs. Nell, who was my piano teacher, my little, practice book. And I could show that I had practiced all my time. However, I was very honest, and instead of saying it was done at 20 minutes a day, she saw that I had put in, I think it was like 3 hours. It was just crazy, the amount of time I had spent in practice. And she made a really good point, and that is that it had been a week or more since I had done that practice, but I had not improved. In other words, jumping in and trying to really, really, really work on something is often, it's a very good way of getting it accomplished if you've got a task. But if you're trying to teach yourself something, it's better to take a break. It's better to stop from time to time. It's better to do a little so that you can enjoy it and ultimately begin to do better over time. I know that when I teach people juggling, because I do juggle, haven't done it in years, but I used to juggle quite a bit. And whenever I would teach somebody, they would often say, oh, I'm going to go home and do this for hours. And I would say, I suggest you do it 15 minutes every single day. 15 minutes every single day is going to get you there much faster than an hour a day. Because what we're trying to do is to teach our bodies new ways of doing things, whether it's juggling, playing the piano, going to the gym. I have a friend who always seems to have an excuse as to why she can't go to the gym. She's got something going on, but periodically then she gets angry and disgusted with herself, and she'll go in and work out for hours. What does that do? Makes her sore, so she can't then come back and work out again. It's a dangerous thing. You can actually hurt your body if you do that. And she really, really dislikes going to the gym, because if she feels like she's missed a day, normally she'd be in there for a half hour, she feels like she needs to spend 2 and 3 hours to, quote, catch up. The thing is, that is so exhausting, frustrating, et cetera, it makes her less likely to enjoy it. And because she's done it a lot then, she'll lay off exercising for a while. So going in and doing a whole bunch of something is often not nearly as effective as doing it and then coming back to it if it's a skill you're trying to learn. Now, like I say, if it's something on your task list, studies have shown that if you stay with your task until it is completed, you're going to get it completed in much less time. This idea of multitasking, the term multitasking means multi-distracting. People do things and then they say, oh, I can also do this and I can also do that. They found that if you go from thing to thing instead of completing one single task, you will be, on average, 30% less effective at any of your tasks. So it's better in that case. However, if you're trying to learn something new, it's always better to try it for a while and then ultimately come back, try it again later. And a little is always better than a lot. A little is always better than a lot. There's a guy I see every day at the gym, and this guy is there for hours, but this guy is a bodybuilder, I guess. He's just a monster. He's just so big. And one of the things that I love about him is that if I see that he's going to do legs because he goes over and sets up the squat rack, this guy can squat, okay, put on his shoulders and squat down 400 pounds. I've seen him do with just massive amount of weight. But you know what he always does, no matter what? A perfect set of no weight. He gets the bar and he does a perfect set of no weight to get his body used to doing it exactly the way it should be done. Because when it comes to weightlifting, the form is everything. And so he makes sure. I mean, this guy could warm up with 200 pounds, but he warms up with the bar, which weighs 45 pounds. If you've ever wondered what a weightlifting bar weighs, 45 pounds. And so he does it with 45 pounds, and then he slowly begins to add weight. A little is better than a lot. When I watch people trying to learn the speed bag, which is something that I did recently, and it's difficult to get it down. Although once you do, you realize it's not what you think. Everybody thinks you hit. You don't. The speed bag, you just get your hands going like Popeye and step in front of the speed bag. And if you're timing it right, it goes really well. I've seen a number of people come over in between lifting weights. They'll go over and maybe do a bench press, and then they'll go over and do 3 minutes or 2 minutes on the little speed bag. Then they'll go do something else, and they'll come back. And they seem to make much better progress over time than the people whom I've seen stand there and just, they're going to get this. Boom. They're going to learn this. Boom. So we often tend to tell ourselves, especially if it's something we haven't done in a long time, that we need to do a lot of it. You know, we got to catch up. Sometimes my weight will go up and down 3 or 4 pounds, especially when I'm traveling. And when I get home, I feel like, oh, you know, I need to cut back on my content. I need to cut back on my portions, and I need to triple my exercise. That's just your ego talking. That's not true. Cutting back just a little bit on some carbs for me and maybe adding an extra 15 minutes of cardio a day, and I'm right back to where I want to be. This idea that we need to do just huge things is part of the ego. It's part of controlling us, because when we think we're going to have to do huge amounts of, excuse me, whatever it is, then we're less likely to ever get started. Think about that. We're far less likely to ever get started if we think that what we're going to be doing is massive compared to minimal. So the reason I wanted to bring this up today is I wanted to ask you how you were progressing towards your goals. And the idea is to know where you want to go and to move there a little bit every day. Now, sometimes you can dash in one particular direction or towards a goal, but typically goals are achieved a little bit at a time, better achieved a little bit at a time. And more importantly, those goals then become easier templates for us to apply to other goals in our lives. Things that we think we want to do, we have this now model of having done it. I learned to juggle, by the way, by got this book called Juggling for the Complete Klutz. Do you remember that? It came with three juggling bags. And I remember trying, just trying it, and just thinking there was absolutely no way I could do it. And I committed to just doing it like 10 minutes every day. I kept the juggling bags there next to my bed because that's the best place to learn to juggle. Not in bed, but standing next to the bed. That was in the book. Stand next to a bed. Why? Because when you juggle, you're going to drop thousands of times. Most of the time when you start. And it's much easier to reach down and pick a bag up off the bed and keep going than to have to bend down and strain your neck and your back. So this idea of I've got to do a lot overwhelms us to the point of inaction, or it burns us out if we actually do act, to where we then feel like, okay, well, I did all that yesterday. And we forget that we, okay, so I'm just making this up. I haven't been to the gym in a week, haven't been eating well. I'm going to starve myself and go to the gym, which is a good way for death. I'm going to do that. Well, then if you are able to actually get yourself to do it, your mind, your ego doesn't go, well, good, you're now caught up. You're now where you should have been had you been going to the gym. Your ego goes, you're done. You've accomplished what it was you needed to do. And so you don't have to go back. So it is not good. A lot of people put off ever doing any little thing in their life because they feel like they're going to wait and do a big, great, big thing at some point. So ask yourself, if there's something that you feel that you're going to go and do a great big thing at some point. I know that yesterday I was sitting down and I'm working on this summit that we're going to be doing with these new thought, not new thought, but thought leaders from around the world. And as I'm working on it, I realized that there's a lot to do. And so I decided that the very first thing and the only thing I needed to do in that moment was to make a list of everything that needed to be done in order. It took me probably 15, 20 minutes to make the list. And then I decided, that's good enough for the day. It was 5:30 in the afternoon. Now I'm at a winery, sit down, have a glass of wine, and that's what I chose to do. And now that I feel like I have that list, I feel much more able to just go and accomplish the first thing on it. So consider this idea that a little bit is better than a lot, and that our egos try and tell us we have to do a lot. I'm going to go back and check some of your comments here and go ahead and make more. This is your opportunity to click share and spread our message so that we continue to get hundreds of people who watch every single day. I'm trying to find, there we go. Good morning, Heather says, grateful for a beautiful weather forecast. Very nice. I'm grateful, I have to say, that the governor of the state of Florida has said that they're not going to allow I'm all for the Cuban protests, just not blocking the interstate. I don't see why that's going to have any positive impact. It's just going to get people upset on your cause. And they've been walking out and blocking the interstates. Grateful in Virginia for my husband is so kind, says Willow, when I discovered a flood in the bathroom at midnight. He knew exactly what to do. How sweet. Scales can be tough. I heard that, Dave, and you know better than anybody. Pentatonic scales make scale practice interesting. Okay. There's my friend John Smith from South Carolina. Good to see you. Glad you are here. Spent 30 minutes at Planet Fitness, David says, because I couldn't access all three machines and working out for 15 minutes on two of them. When you give yourself time, you'll be amazed at how well you feel. Yes, that's absolutely true. The interesting thing is I've also found that when I'm at the gym, I go in and I say, okay, I'm going to do this today. Leg presses, let's say, on a hack squat machine. And I get in and someone's decided to just sit on the machine and text the entire time. It used to be I'd go, well, I guess I'm not doing leg presses today. Or I'd go out and say, would you please get off or something like that. And now I'm like, I can simulate that exercise with dumbbells. I can simulate it with some other weight and get it done. Linda says, less is more, 15 to 20 much minutes a day is much better for horses than hours. That is absolutely true. I know that when I used to have glasses, David says I look better with my glasses off. Yes, but I can't read. Mary says, shared. Yes, absolutely. Horses have a very short attention span, and they'll take it if you're going to come in and work with them for 10, 15, 20 minutes. But this idea of we're going to do this until you get this, a horse will go, I'm never going to get this. Grateful for my healing from the dentist visit this week, says Mary. Glad to hear that. And human, says Mary. Yes, it's true. I find it matters how much food you're consuming. Yesterday, I had 2 slices of pizza for once in a week or two and find that it helps your body do what it does, manage weight. Very good, David. Great advice on weight management after vacation. Good. Yes, go back to it. I remember the other day, I'll tell you an inside story about me. I went to a convenience store, and while I was there, I was getting gas, and I said, I really want a little bag of peanut M&M's. So I went in, and of course, they didn't have a little bag of peanut M&M's. They just had the share size, which no one shares. And so I went to check out, and the woman says, they're 2 for 1. And of course, my mind went, okay, well, I'll take that deal. Well, I ate both bags. And inside, I thought, my ego was like, you're so fat. You're never going to be lean again, et cetera, et cetera. And then I started thinking about all the things I'd eaten in the past, and still I'm thin. So it's just crazy how your ego will do that. Your ego will say, go do something, and then you do it. Your ego will give you static for having done it. No goals, too much pressure, says Ananda. Too much to do in life already, running my own business. Good for you. Okay, very cool. I find that I need to have goals for my business. Courtney says, good morning from Kingston. Grateful for fruit trees outside to have breakfast from the trees. How nice is that? Here in Florida, I'm not in Florida, but living in Florida, it was so cool to visit friends who had avocado trees in their yards, who also had avocado trees, who also had orange trees, grapefruit trees, etc. Self-motivation makes all the difference at reaching your goals, says David. Ananda says, grateful for sunshine. And Pam Acano says, grateful for my Westies. There you go. Pam says, I'm a breeder. I did not realize that. Very cool. All right, everybody, thanks for joining me. I'm supposed to get home tonight sometime around midnight. So my plan is to drag myself out of bed and be with you first thing in the morning like I did here. Looks like we've got one more comment. Nice to have fruit trees in the background. Backyard, says David. All right, everybody, thank you for joining me. Look forward to having you here with me this morning. And please click share. Oh, our song of the day. This was recommended to me. And Here Comes the Sun, but by George Harrison. So today we're going to do Here Comes the Sun by George Harrison. Everybody listen to that as our song of the day. There you go, Linda. I just told you. Here Comes the Sun by George Harrison. Everybody enjoy today, and I will look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.